How great is the love of the Father lavishes upon us. And man, it's exciting to be here, being able to do this morning. Just got back from a week of camp where God did a lot of speaking, which he is faithful to do when you're when you set time aside to focus on him and draw close to him. And today we have the pleasure of baptizing two that are responding to God's call. The first one, Madison, if you'll go ahead and come down. This is Madison Mano, and she's very, very nervous and very shy, but she knows you guys love her. We've gone over that. But her story, they are new to the church. They've been coming for a few months, and her dad, Ed, was telling me earlier that she's been asking questions about baptism and just... For about a year or so. And last week during the service, when Judy, you back there? Usually I hear you, but yeah, I see you. She got up and just shared her testimony of her baptism, why she did it. After being baptized as an infant and realizing that wasn't really worthy of what God was calling her to do. She didn't know what she's doing, to where now she gave her life to God, and she wanted to represent that to you guys and show that, and it does show, and it just showed the importance of that, and it so affected Madison that she turned to her dad and said, "I'm ready to be baptized." So she felt God's call through your actions, through your faith, and heard God's voice clearly. So confessing your faith, she's coming forward to say to you guys, she's giving up the life of sin and choosing the life of Christ. So, is that your confession?
Yes,
she says. So with that, I baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Isn't it awesome to see the faith of I see people crying out there. I'm drawn. Just to see the faith of a child, to push past that and say, "God, whatever you tell me to do, no matter how uncomfortable it is or how odd it may seem, Lord, I want to follow you. I want to be faithful to you." And that's awesome. That's what Jesus was talking about. We shared some of that in the youth this morning, just that. That's what Jesus is talking about when he said, unless you have faith like a child, you really won't inherit the kingdom of heaven. And that's awesome to see, and it's awesome to be part of. Our next story is Caden Hall at camp this week. You guys can go ahead and come down as well. He shared that God was calling him back at a winter retreat, convicting him that he hadn't been baptized and that he needed to do that. And he shared with us this week at camp that he was really convicted over that God had called him several months ago to do that, and he'd been disobedient in that and really repented of that and said, I'm ready to be baptized. So he's stepping up in faith, and I think he's asked Tom to baptize him, so I'll let Tom say some words here.
Obviously, this is not for tall people. This is my friend Caden, and Caden's a really deep thinker, and he's not doing this on some whim or some spur of the moment type thing. This is something that he's thought about for a long time, and I really expect great things from this young man.
My friend, do you accept Christ as your Savior? I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well, continuing on with worship, let me pray for us. Father God, we're humbled before you, Lord. I thank you for your patience, God. When we reject you, when we denied you, God, you chased after us. And you're patient and you wait for us. God, you pursue us. Lord, I just thank you for the faith of these two children to hear your voice in this broken and fallen world and to respond and say yes to you, God. Lord, I just pray that we as a family, as a body, can come alongside of them, encourage them, and just create an atmosphere of love that you've shown us. God, we love you. And we praise you. It's your name we pray. Amen.